You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CB
the
Green
scale
Bay.
Of the war always streaming Israel on the and Hamas Media app. Still indescribable. 25 Americans now dead and counting among 1,200 people killed overall in Israel. ABC's David Muir is there.
Men, women, and children slaughtered by Hamas in their homes and on the streets. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying bluntly, every Hamas member is a dead man.
Meantime, in Gaza, about 1,300 people killed in retaliatory airstrikes. Survivors say water and food is in short supply and the power is out in many areas. Israel's energy minister announcing electricity will be restored to Gaza if and when captives are freed. Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Hamas has shown itself to be an enemy of civilization.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, also in Israel, affirming America's full support against Hamas. This is ABC News. The prices we're all paying for things 3.7% higher than last year. That from the new Consumer Price Index readings for September. Olympic gymnastic champion Mary Lou Retton still extremely sick in a Texas hospital.
She captured the nation's heart with her gold medal performance at the 1984 Summer Olympics. Now 55, Mary Lou Retton is hospitalized with pneumonia and unable to breathe on her own, says her daughter Shayla Kelly Schrepfer.
She's still fighting. It's going to be a day-by-day process.
Over 6,000 people have donated to an online fundraising campaign to help. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
An upset on the National League side of the baseball playoffs.
No doubt about this one. Home run left center. 4-0 Diamondbacks.
The call on ESPN Radio. The Diamondbacks going on to beat the Dodgers 4-2 and punching their ticket to the NLCS. Justin Finch, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. Fond du Lac police are looking for an armed robber who held up a gas station. They say the alleged crime took place Monday, October 9th at 9:15 at the Cool Quick Stop on South Main Street. Fond du Lac authorities posted a security cam photo on the department's Facebook page in which the suspect is wearing a hood over an orange hat and a plaid jacket and pointing a gun on the clerk. The man got away on foot with an undetermined amount of cash. No one was hurt, and the incident is under investigation. If you live in Kaukauna, be on the lookout for a phony utility notice. The postcard is about water quality and claims to be from Kaukauna Utilities. It tells homeowners technicians need to access the home to test the water and lists a phone number to call. Kaukauna Utilities says the notices are not from them, but a different company trying to sell people a product. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
Trunk or treat, I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats. From your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5000. 5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Aldous Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Aldous Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Wherever.
Show. I forgot I got a radio show to do. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. But when the Brothers Johnson is jamming, you can join us at 844-967-2789 or text us at that number. I got a special guest in the studio with me and an old friend from a different time, Alderwoman Larissa Tyler, the 9th Automatic District in the city of Milwaukee. How you doing?
Awesome. Thank you.
And it's good. Pull the microphone towards you a little bit. Okay. Well, I haven't been able to say publicly congratulations on the victory.
Thank you very much.
You know, you are now a city father. So we go back to a time at a school in mm-hmm. Milwaukee Public Schools that had the moniker, the Madhouse.
Right.
Does it still have that moniker?
Oh, yes.
So here's a school that you were at for how many years?
Oh, let's see. Total, about seven.
You were only at the total about seven. For 7 years?
Right, because I did a few years, 3 years, and then this last time I left and came back and did another four.
Oh, I didn't know you had left and came back.
Yeah, so seven total.
But it's part of it. It's tragic.
Oh yeah,
because it's a school where parents send their children mm-hmm. and believe that their children are being educated, right. And you were always, you and I used to have conversations.
Right.
I was there as a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And you were one of the few who really cared.
Okay. Thank you.
That I could see, right?
Mm-hmm.
And teaching, you were a teacher first, right?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about why you chose to become a teacher.
Well, I thought that I could impact the world at the beginning stages. So I figured if you can catch a child in their developmental years, and then you can shape and mold them so that they can be productive in their later years. So I wanted to be in on that shaping and that molding of our young people.
Did you ever lose that idealism during the time?
You know, I think in any profession, sometimes you're faced with some challenges that might bring about a little doubt. But as they say all the time, hold on to the faith, you know. So there were some times, I'm sure, where I had to do some self-talk to tell myself, hold on, just hold on and keep striving. So, and you're going to see that impact.
So clearly there are students and children whose lives you did impact.
Yes.
You know, and I was always told that if you save one.
Oh, yes.
You've done your job.
Mm-hmm.
It, because sometimes the vineyard is too ripe.
Right.
And not enough people to harvest the fruit, right?
Right, right.
And so you go into it and you say, and your heart bleeds and you try to make these, and then you start realizing, hey, I have to look out for my own well-being and health, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At some point, you do have to take care of yourself. As I look at, there was something that came up, someone said at one point throughout my career that maybe the teachers need therapy. Anybody ever thought about the teachers needing therapy? Because we deal with a lot of the issues that our children are dealing with when they come into the classroom. And that can weigh heavy on your heart. When you really have the compassion and the concern for people in general, for these young people, as people, you know, a lot of the things that they come in with and they begin to tell you can weigh heavy on your heart. So you do have to remember to do self-care for yourself as well, so that you can be able to help them navigate through some of those traumatic times that come about.
So if you're just joining us, I'm joined by a dear friend, Alderwoman Larissa Tyler, who is an educator, and she's changed career paths for a period of time, but I would be remiss if while I had her, we didn't spend a little time talking about that first career. And as an educator, and then we'll get into the automatic stuff, but as an educator, the changes that you saw in the way teachers and educators have been treated, mm-hmm. and your colleagues. Can you elaborate a little bit to the listening audience about how educators feel about the way they've been treated over the last 10 years or so?
Mm. Well, I mean, I know that there are some challenges, and there's a lot of things that happen to teachers in the school.
Unfortunately, they're blamed for a lot of things.
They're blamed for a lot, but I can tell you that they're really, really making an effort to keep pouring out their heart and soul into educating our children for our schools. But unfortunately, you're right, they do have to suffer a lot of abuse that comes from some of the behaviors. And those behaviors can be very challenging. And so what teachers have found is that they really do have to begin to come together to try to find solutions. You got to work together because it's not a one-man show. And so you have to lean and depend on each other to bring those solutions about.
You know, when you work in an urban mm-hmm. district and children come to school unprepared to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go here for a moment before we get into the automatic stuff, because I know you and I used to always have these kind of conversations. The truth of the matter is, to educate a person who's hungry, who might have just moved for the third time in a month, who basically is unkempt because they don't have stability in their life. Maybe their brother just got murdered. Or sister just got murdered. Or, you know, or mother is addicted to chemicals. And has younger siblings that they are responsible for. And then they come to school and people say, well, you're not educating them. What do you say to people who clearly don't know that other part of it?
I say, you know what? We're addressing the whole person. Education is not just the end goal at this point. See, things progress and things begin to change, and you have to learn to change as things change, right? And you have to address, at this point in time, we have to learn to address the whole person. And so you have to open the door for that. And so one of the things that I've learned as we're dealing with a lot of these traumatic issues right now is to become that trusted adult for our young people. Because you're right, they're coming to school. I had a young lady sitting in the classroom and she was trembling. And I said, what's wrong? She said, I haven't eaten for over a week because they cut off my mother's food stamps. So do I keep teaching? No. Now I have to stop, address that issue, and then we can go back to teaching. But she could not have confided that in me had I not been that trusted adult. So I had to learn how to become a trusted adult so that my children felt safe to come and confide so that we could begin to deal with those traumatic issues.
Well, see, clearly you're looking at broken humanity. And knowing you, you said my children, right?
Yes.
Well, that's clearly kind of what it's going to take. But that also takes a lot away. Because you have your own family. And so when we talk about education and the people are failing and the educators are failing, no, the society is failing these children and their families. And schools are there to educate, not to become social service agencies. But schools are that, They're social service agencies. They feed children breakfast, lunch. They have socks because kids come to school during the winter without socks. Kids come to school in sub-zero weather with only a hoodie. No gloves, no hats. And they come wounded. And, you know, where wounded souls are supposed to be ministered to is in the church, not in the school. But it does have to take place in the school. So listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll move on to something else. Your tenure as an alderwoman.
Thank you.
Is it alderwoman? All right. So this is a good friend, Larissa Tyler. She is alderwoman, Larissa Tyler. We're going to talk about her new journey as an alderman in the 9th District, Automatic District in the city of Milwaukee. We'll be right back.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 56. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 48. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 52. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures below average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 45.
Scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 52 degrees. Scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'm joined by Alderwoman Larissa Taylor, and she is in the 9th Aldermatic District. And I don't know, man, this might be one of your, what do you call them, constituents.
Okay.
Hey, Al, how you doing, man?
I'm always good. I love me.
Yeah, all right.
Ms. Taylor, I have been involved in Milwaukee Public Schools for many years.
Mm-hmm.
As a coach, I've sent 5 kids through Milwaukee Public Schools, and I ran for school board twice and lost, and I ran for alderman once about 30 years ago. And lost. But the point is, there's got to be some oversight for Milwaukee Public Schools by another level of government, because I'm sorry, things are going to pot right now.
Okay.
I have a grandson at Rufus King High School, and some of the things that have changed in regard to just being able to go and see his progress, his participation in sports and other things, have gotten to a point where it's almost like you're locking the parents and community away from helping the school. Give me your thoughts on that.
Things are changing. I will say that things are changing. We just have to continue to be involved, and we have to continue to to shape our children and guide them in the direction that that we know they should go. And I think that with the involvement that you have in your grandson's education, he would be one that we could model after, you know. And unfortunately, not all our children have that involvement. And so that's when teachers begin to try to fill in those gaps.
So Al, I will say that you are 100% correct. And the fact that at a time that the district should be welcoming support and help from outside of it, it is doing the exact opposite. It's battening down the hatches. And that is not a good sign. And so it's almost like the rest of the community, this is our thing and we are going to handle it. And, you know, we don't need much support or help from you guys on the outside. We're the educators. We run this. And that's not a good thing, Al. You're absolutely correct that it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
Excuse me, Al. But this is not the teachers. This is the administration and the school board making these rules, blocking people from being involved. I tried to go to a football game, and they told me I had to go online and order a ticket to get in the football game to watch my grandson play. And I'm saying, what are you talking about? And then I remembered I have a gold card, which there are very few given out by the commissioner's office. I got one 10, 15 years ago. But the point is, gold card gives me a pass to all Milwaukee Public Schools sports. The point is, parents and others have to buy tickets online, or you can't get in the game. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, the policies.
My daughter and my other grandsons, we can't support to the. I mean, those kind of rules are stupid. Excuse me, but what I'm saying is, what I'm asking you is regard to being an alderwoman. Is there some way that the city council can have oversight, because MPS is a city government entity, and somebody's got to have some oversight over the superintendent and the board to a point where these kinds of things have to be addressed?
It has to be a discussion.
Al, it's well said. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for the call. And so, Ms. Taylor, Alderwoman Taylor, we got to go to a break. I'll give you a chance to respond on the other side. 844-967-2789. Tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Alderwoman Larissa Taylor of the 9th Automatic District of the City of Milwaukee. We'll be right back.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The scale of the war between Israel and Hamas still indescribable. 25 Americans now dead and counting among 1,200 people killed overall in Israel. ABC's David Muir is there.
Men, women, and children slaughtered by Hamas in their homes and on the streets. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying bluntly, every Hamas member is a dead man.
Meantime, in Gaza, about 1,300 people killed in retaliatory airstrikes. Survivors say water and food is in short supply and the power is out in many areas. Israel's energy minister announcing electricity will be restored to Gaza if and when captives are freed. Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Hamas has shown itself to be an enemy of civilization.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken also in Israel, affirming America's full support against Hamas. This is ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. The Manitowoc school superintendent is on the hot seat with some parents over the issue of free lunches. The conflict started when Superintendent James File decided to end the Free Lunch for All program. He made the decision himself to reinstate the school's pre-COVID policy. Many parents did not approve. They've since circulated a petition for File's resignation and have collected almost 600 names. File says not all students need free lunch and that some families can afford to pay, adding that freeing up those funds could help address other issues. Green Bay City workers want better pay. WBAY-TV reports that dozens of city workers attended a personnel committee meeting October 10th. City workers got wind of a proposed wage increase and say it's not high enough. A local alderman says the city is losing workers to other towns due to low wages. The issue will be further discussed at the next meeting in 2 weeks. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough.
We play the best music here on the Earl Ingram Show every day.
Okay. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just once, can we figure
out? All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Alderwoman Larissa Taylor, and she is the Alderwoman of the 9th Automatic District. Before we, let's go to the phone lines quickly. Quickly, Tom, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Earl. Good morning. First, we the people ultimately means government, and we must never forget that. Second, it's just, you know what, there's a solution to all of this. Just look at the seven deadly sins, greed, sloth, envy. They were there for a reason. And, you know, whether it be in your first hour conversation about the corporations and, the junk fees and all right. that kind of stuff, you know, everybody can win. Everybody can win. Everybody, I mean, the business person can put out a good product, sell it at a fair price. The consumer feels good about the price that's there. The manufacturer makes its money. I mean, this doesn't make any sense to me except for the fact that people are greedy. And the same thing seems to be spilling over into the education system. I keep hearing more and more about the administrators taking much more bigger salaries and bigger amounts of money and basically just squeezing the teachers to no end. You got the power tricksters that are bought off by the different corporations.
Not my guest, by the way, but anyway, go ahead.
No. And that's what I'm saying is that, like, Al was talking about before. I even hear about how the Koch brothers were from Americans for Prosperity were affecting even local school board races now. And it's about money and politics, and it's about not in your case, ma'am, but the thing is, it's about the about things that were very, very close to the people have now become also bought off by the big money.
Hey,
I just think it's the love of money and it's the greed that really and truly is destroying this nation in a major way.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. So let's talk about this new position. You're an alderwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about that and what you've come to experience in this 6 months.
Oh, my gosh. There is so much. I get so excited about my district and about the new things that are coming about. I always proudly say that the 9th district has the largest land mass of all 15 areas.
No question.
In the city. But what that means for us is that we have a lot of room for development, a lot of room for growth. And the growth that I see coming and the growth that I can hope for is great. And so we have some of the newer developments that are coming through our district. Some of those that we're going to focus on in the very near future is going to be a children's hospital that's coming over into our area. So that's going to help improve the lives of the families that are there. So they have a closer area that they can go to get help for their children. Urgent care needs are going to be met. 2 additional physicians are going to be added. So we're going to have 5 total. I'm really excited about that. We have new bank coming to our area. We have some market value apartments. So all of those things are going to bring value and improvement to the 9th district.
So for people who don't know about the city of Milwaukee and your district in particular,
mm-hmm.
it was once an economic boom town.
Mm-hmm.
30 years ago, that area,
right,
with Northridge and all of those strip malls,
mm-hmm.
were filled to the brim. And I remember, shopping endlessly,
mm-hmm.
at what was then called Northridge, equivalent right. to what was going on. Business and commerce, that was an upscale neighborhood right. that was destroyed by, unfortunately, allegations that didn't turn out to be true, that ran people away, ran business away, And that area suffered a tremendous downturn.
Right.
And now you're saying that
right.
the time is right for it to rebound.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I mean, and that's why it's so important to talk about all the new things that we have coming into our area. We have some things coming that are going to be helpful, some helpful agencies. Some people said that we've become a dumping ground, but I said, no, we're not going to look at it that way. And it may be the teacher in me, but we're going to look at it that we're bringing about some things that are going to help improve the lives of people that are going to come into our area. And when we talk about these new developments, it just makes us more and more attractive to those developers that can bring some, you know, some real fresh ideas and life back to our area because of all those areas that we have that's available for development. I mean, just think about all of the new things that we can have that are going to bring, like you said, that vitality, that it's going to give us a stronger, as one of our entrepreneurs said, a stronger heartbeat. He said, our heartbeat is fading, but right now, but so we're trying to bring things that's going to strengthen that heartbeat.
You're really looking to resuscitate.
Oh yeah.
What was as an analogy for people who don't know that area? I know that in the 70s, that mm-hmm. was an upscale, upwardly mobile, mm-hmm. middle class, strong middle class with great opportunities, businesses flourishing, and some decisions were made at the city level mm-hmm. to whole strong home ownership.
Yeah.
Beautiful homes.
Yes.
And some decisions were made and they caused kind of irreparable damage to the area from mm-hmm. the standpoint that businesses left and people were moved into an area with no opportunities, no entertainment.
Right.
Opportunities, very few jobs And so you're right. You're working towards rebuilding what was once a shining beacon mm-hmm. In our city.
Right. And that's why it's so important. I know we're at a time where we need affordable housing. True. But I've always said, even as I was campaigning, that not only do we need affordable housing, but we need acceptable housing. So we don't want to just be okay with houses that are dilapidated, houses that are just falling down around us. Mm-mm. We need affordable but acceptable housing. Now, in addition to that, what really helps us is that when I talk about those market value houses and apartment buildings that we're going to be getting, those things are going to increase the income median level for our area, which then brings about that attraction for those developments of entertainment in our area. So we need that too. And as you said, our area is growing because we have several beautiful new subdivisions of large, beautiful homes, which also helps with the median income level for our area. So whereas we're accepting those affordable houses, true, but it's those market value houses that's going to help make us as competitive with our neighboring county.
So all of those things are great, but employment opportunities, how is that shaping up? Because, you know, clearly downtown Milwaukee mm-hmm. is becoming a jewel, right?
Right, right.
Downtown Milwaukee is going to be if it's not already that, mm-hmm. it's a destination place.
Right.
So for people across this state who don't know about downtown Milwaukee and they haven't been there mm-hmm. in 20 years or 20, you would not know it.
Right.
You know, the bloom.
Right.
Of downtown Milwaukee is almost in full effect. But at the same time, mm-hmm. the other areas of Milwaukee are now attention is starting to be paid.
Right.
Long overdue.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And your area is one of those.
Right. And I'm so glad you brought that up because that reminds me that we have something extremely exciting coming to our area. So you're right about employment. And in our area, we have a lot of entrepreneurs that are coming about. So we have some that are in place right now. We have some that are coming to our area. And so what we're doing is we're putting together a small business conference. And so what we're going to do there is make sure that all of these entrepreneurs in our area, that they're learning how to, they're going to pick what they're doing. Are they going to run their business or are they going to grow their business? And it's okay either way, but we want to make sure that they have those resources and that they understand all the concepts that go into having your own business. And so I'm really excited that November 16th, of this year, November 16, 2023, from 10 to 2, we are throwing the 9th District First Small Business Conference at Ross Employment Innovative Solutions at 7800 West Brown Deer Road.
So let me ask you this, because part of all of this and the changes that are taking place in the city of Milwaukee and other urban centers and rural areas mm-hmm. like it across the nation, at the root of it is a plan that President Joe Biden and resources that have long been overdue coming to cities, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that there are more resources coming into our city
right.
Than have been. And so now these opportunities are starting to take shape.
Right.
You're really in at the right time.
Right.
Where you know, and still not enough, right? Nobody's right. saying that there's enough resources, but clearly those of us who've been around a while know, and we see mm-hmm. Those changes coming.
Right. And I think part of my job is to make sure that the area residents and those business owners, that they're aware of those resources and that they have access to them. And so that's really the goal of this new conference that we have coming, is to make sure that the access is there. Because some of them have been there. And like you said, we got some new ones coming, but getting to them is the difficult part.
So go ahead.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure that we make sure that there's access to those resources.
So people talk about crime and mm-hmm. all the time, and it's the buzzword. And so people say that the reason that cities like Milwaukee can't move forward is because of all the crime. And then, mm-hmm. you guys got to do something about the crime. You guys are aware of the crime, as older people. What when you see all of that, what are your thoughts and what are some of the things you're attempting to do to, because it's hard to grow communities if they're mm-hmm. unsafe.
I'm going to tell you, I recently did some training and this is a whole nother discussion by itself, but I'm going to use what I've taken away from there on human trafficking. And one of the main things that we talked about is the broken communities. And so we have to fix the communities from the inside out to get rid of some of that crime. Because we've already talked about those traumas that people are experiencing. And so we have to begin to put things in place. And we talked about employment. And so if employment is low, we need to improve employment, because we have to take care of those basic needs. And without employment, you can't. Right. And so there's lots of opportunity, and we have to make sure that people in many of the communities that they have the access, but then they also have the know-how to get to those jobs. They have to have the training in place. And so that's one of the reasons why I've chosen to do the business conference at the Ross Employment Innovative Solutions, because that's a place that does training. So we can get the people in there. We can get the training. We can get to the employment.
So hold the thought.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 56 this afternoon under overcast skies. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows around 48. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 52. Cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 52 Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 54. Cloudy skies expected Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 45.
Scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 52 degrees. Scattered showers Thursday.
There have been times in my life been wondering why. Still somehow I believe we'd always survive. Now I'm not so sure you're waiting to hear one good reason to try. But what more can I say? What's left to
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My good friend, Alderwoman Larissa Taylor, the 9th Automatic District of the City of Milwaukee, is in the studio. Big deal coming up for the city next year, and the Republican National Convention is coming in. Milwaukee is certainly going to be shined up, and you know it's like when guests come to the house, you make sure all the clothes are in the closet, and the dishes are all washed and put away, and and the floors have been mopped, and so all those things are getting ready to happen. And what role does the Common Council play in any of that?
Well, we've had the opportunity to help our area shine. So we've been invited to nominate or make known that some of our businesses in the area, in our areas, may be able to participate in welcoming and being a part of the convention as it when it comes to Milwaukee.
You know, it's kind of once something of this magnitude arises. You know, it means that you've arrived as a city. So I know that it is a coming out party for the city of Milwaukee. But does, and this is what many people in our community say, is it going to include us? And as you've stated, you know, if those of us who have businesses are ready, they can be included to some degree, but this is a huge event.
Right.
And the city may never experience an event as big as this one is going to be. So your thoughts?
I think that if there are some businesses, and I know that some of us are, some businesses are small and maybe not able to handle that magnitude or that volume of people coming through. But if we think that we do have some, I think it's time to put them on display, you know, make it known that they exist and give them that opportunity to participate so that it can be known what the values that we do have. Because we have a lot of what they call hidden gems in many areas of our city, and we need to make sure that that we shine the light on those hidden gems.
Well, you just answered my next question. Sell Milwaukee to this listening audience who are predominantly outside of the city of Milwaukee. As one of the city fathers, what would you say to people who have fears of coming to Milwaukee, who've never been to Milwaukee? Mm-hmm. What would you say?
Oh my gosh, I would say don't miss out. Don't miss out on many of the wonderful things that the city of Milwaukee has to offer. Not only are we a city that has many festivals for people to participate in, but we have many small businesses that that really make our city what it is today. I think you and I talked about some of those small mom and pop shops that really bring a lot of joy to the people of the areas that they serve. And so not coming to Milwaukee, you would miss out on that. And so I would say, please come and share in many of the joys and find those hidden gems that we have and share those with others.
Well, when you hear people talk about how dangerous a city we have, and I always say to people, there are some spots, as mm-hmm. they are anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the city is safe. If it wasn't safe,
right,
we certainly wouldn't have the jewel that we have that's downtown Milwaukee.
Exactly, right. Really, and that safety, as I tell many people in our 9th district, is a perception. And so what do we have to do? We have to change that perception. And we work hard to do that by highlighting those things that we have that are good, making sure that, and we take responsibility for our safety. So we're cleaning up our areas and we are lighting up our areas so that people can see those things that we enjoy so much in our city.
You know, when I first heard that you were running,
mm-hmm.
I was excited. I was happy for you.
Thank you.
Because, you know, you have to care, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can run for office and people can run for selfish reasons. And we have a lot of people who are in office who really aren't really committed. But I knew you based on the conversations we used to have when you were in mm-hmm. school. And so we need more like you. And the
Thank
great
you.
Thing is, we're at about 3 or 4 of you that are new.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so you're changing the trajectory of our city.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to happen in a representative government. It has to come from people who represent us.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And I think I can speak for those new colleagues that you said we're boots on the ground and we're hands on and we are in the community and we are bringing those new ideas and a lot of that new energy to government, to our city government. And that makes a difference.
All right. And so that's Larissa Tyler. She's the new alderman of the 9th Automatic District, alderwoman in the city of Milwaukee. And I'm proud to call you my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to bring you back again. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. It'll be Fridays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Remember, 6 days and no sun. You got to find a way to be happy because the sun is certainly not going to be there for us. See you guys later.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. there's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media.